Welcome back to our Snack Traveler podcast. I'm your host, Katie Biddle, and on this podcast, we will be trying out snacks from around the world and talking about the problems of the countries the snacks are originally from. I'm here today with my co-host, Ben Graham.
Hello.
And Caitlin Spurlock.
Hi.
In this episode, we will be talking about the Mexico issues and what's going on in the world.
So first off, we're going to be getting into some of the extrajudicial killings that took place in Mexico. One of the events is it took place in the northern border city of Nuevo Laredo, where Mexican soldiers killed five people by pulling five men from a pickup, disarming and kicking them, then lining them up against the wall. This is extremely sad, and there's stuff going on like this every single day without anybody fixing it.
Moving on from some of the extrajudicial killings, another problem that's really big in Mexico is their immigration problems. It's really crazy to see how many people are trying to not only leave the state of Mexico to go to the States, but also entering Mexico. We have researched, and it has shown that Mexico has recorded nearly 590,000 undocumented migrants in its territory this year, a significant increase, which compared to 440,000 in all of last year, and fewer than 310,000 in 2021. In January and October, from like that little time period, the government deported 51,000 people. And it's just crazy to think how bad it must be in Mexico in order for people to want to leave it so much just to get a better life and freedom. President López Obrador of Mexico has implemented the López Obrador administration, which imposed stricter visa rules and other new entry requirements on travelers from Venezuela, Ecuador, Brazil, and Colombia, which are all major parts of that immigration list.
All right, and on to the next topic, which is women and girls' rights in Mexico. The Supreme Court ruled in 2021 that absolute criminalization of abortion is unconstitutional and that people should not be criminally prosecuted for undergoing the procedure. That state governments do not have the authority to legislate that life begins conception and that medical staff's right to consensuously object to performing abortions is subject to limits. In 2021, the government reported around 3,700 killings of women, a quarter of which were considered femicides, killing of women because of their gender. Women's rights groups say femicide is likely underreported. This is truly sad, and I think that this should not happen.
Now we're going to be jumping into trying. The first item that we have is candy. It's the Lucas Polvo Chamoy Chili Powder. And I'm pretty excited about this one. Actually, I have had it before, and it is pretty good, but you know, it's been a while. So let's review it. All right, let's try it. 3, 2, 1, go.
Ben's choking. That's what I did the first time.
It's pretty good. I like it. It has, you know, a different flavor from American candy.
It's really good.
I would not suggest inhaling that.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like salty, sweet. It has like
going down.
It's a little tangy. You can kind of taste it. You can pick up on the chamoy a little bit.
It's got a little bit of spice to it as well.
Yeah.
A tiny bit of spice, you know. It does burn your nose a little bit. It's pretty good. Overall, I recommend it. What do you guys rate it? I'm going to give it like, I'd say like 8 out of 10.
8.75 out of 10.
All right, 8.75. What about you, Ben?
I would say, yeah, around a 7.8.
7.8. All right, so we're ending this one off with a 7 from Ben and with a
8.75 from Katie.
An 8.75 for the highest score and 8 from me. All right, next one. All right, so we're going to be starting off with drinks. You got your strawberry one?
Yeah.
Here, let me mix it up real quick. Because it's been sitting for a while. It's
good.
All right, so right now we're going to be reviewing the class Aguas Frescas Horchata Strawberry. I don't know how I feel about this one because it has like cinnamon and strawberry. I've never really tried that combo before, but you know,
it's gonna be a weird taste.
It's gonna be different. All right, you ready?
All right,
3, 2, 1, let's go. It's very
That's
sweet.
Really good.
It is pretty
oh,
good.
There's
you know,
the cinnamon.
It's really interesting. You kind of has like a milky taste to it, but
yeah,
also
it's like a strawberry milk with cinnamon in it and mm-hmm. a little bit of nutmeg.
Yeah. If the cinnamon, for me personally, if the cinnamon was like a little less prominent, I feel like I would like it better. I feel like it's just a little too strong. I think I'm probably going to give this one about like a 6, a 5. What about you, Ben?
I would say around a 6 or a 7.
All right, Katie?
Yeah, and I'd do 6 or 7 also.
All right, so now we're going to be trying the pineapple version of this, but I mean, it's not horchata, so it doesn't have cinnamon this time.
Might be a little bit better. I like the taste of pineapple.
Yeah, all right, 3, 2, 1. This one is good. It tastes like juice.
Oh, yeah, that one's good. It tastes like pineapple juice.
Yeah.
And I love pineapple juice.
Mm. Yeah, I like this one the most.
It does have a little bit different of a taste than just pineapple, but still, pineapple juice.
It does. I would say it's like pineapple mango.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I would give this one like a 9. It's pretty good. And, you know, if I saw this at the store, I think I'd probably get it.
Again, yeah.
Yeah.
I would rate it an 8.5.
All right.
I would
so
give it probably about 7, 8. Actually, yeah, 8.5, I'd agree.
Yeah, so I think we're going to be ending this one off with the pineapple Aguas Frescas drink being the best, the horchata strawberry being the worst, and the...
I wouldn't say worst.
Well, it's not the worst, I'm just saying, like...
One of the lower ones.
Yeah, it's pretty good still, but it's just not something that I would, like, choose again. And now we're going to be reviewing the Duvaline.
This one's
kind of hard to open.
This looks really interesting. Kind of looks more like a little pudding.
Yeah, it does. I have actually had this one before, too. It's kind of like a sort of like frosting sort of thing.
Have you had the... This one is hazelnut and strawberry.
Yeah, I have had the... I think I've had the hazelnut strawberry and the hazelnut vanilla. Both are pretty good. Ooh, yeah, this is really hard to get open.
Difficult. Got to chew through it with my teeth.
Yeah, I'm struggling a lot.
Do we mix it in?
See, it looks like Nutella.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've had chocolate Nutella, but I've never had strawberry Nutella.
Yeah, me
neither.
Looks
really interesting. Kind of like a fudge.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'll probably compare it to that, actually. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Mm.
All right, the hazelnut's pretty good.
The strawberry is good, too.
All right, I'm going to try the strawberry one now.
It does taste a lot like a fudge. That is.
Yeah. That's really good, honestly.
I don't really like sweet stuff, but this has got to be one of the top. And I don't really like hazelnut either. And this one's not too bad.
It's not as sweet as frosting, so it's like easier to eat.
It's got the texture of frosting, but
you know, it's like I really like this one actually. It's not super overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. It's like one of those things you could eat with those little pretzels.
Yeah.
Like the dips, yeah.
I give this a 9.5 out of 10. I would definitely eat this again. It's something that I would for sure choose.
Yeah, I will give this one, 9.5 out of 10.
I would have to agree. I'd say a 9.5 out of 10 would be a great rating.
Yep. So we are going to be ending this episode off today with the Duvaline.
being the highest rated.
So what did you guys think was the second highest? Did we?
Yeah, the second highest was the
pineapple drink.
Mm-hmm.
Then
the third one was
probably chamoy.
The chamoy,
yeah.
Powder.
And then the fourth and final one was the horchata.
Yeah, the horchata, the strawberry horchata.
All right, so this has been our second episode, and we hope you have enjoyed this episode. And I hope to hear that you guys are coming in and seeing our views next time. Thank you, and that's peace out from us.